from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Check in with Ross Smith, Apple TV's MLS analyst, a former pro soccer player himself. And, you know, I want to start kind of away from the pitch here, Ross. You know, I was worried because I was told you were traveling today. And you know, I had to double back and be like, yo, is he still going to be good? Like, we all know what happened in airports across the country. I mean, were you impacted at all from the outage this morning? Or are you still waiting to take off? What's your story tonight?
Hey, that's so funny that you say that, because literally 20 minutes ago, I was on my way to the airport and I had a message to say your flight's just been canceled. So I've come back, I've rerouted. The good news is I'm out of Nashville. So I'm just waiting to get a car and to drive to Atlanta. So I'll be there tonight. So, you know, in terms of the hiccup for me, isn't nearly as bad as, you know, everybody else. And I know for a couple of other broadcasters, just scrambling to get there, but they'll get there. So 3.5 hours down the road, no problem. I'll be there. Good night's sleep.
Well, look, you should feel honored, Ross, because I'll tell you what, I woke up, I saw the news about the airline issues. My first thought was about you and then this show. My second thought was my sister, who was in the Atlanta airport trying to fly to Costa Rica today.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Did she get out?
She did get out. I think she had to cancel her nail appointment, which she was supposed to head towards upon landing. But she did get there. So all is well. And certainly we hope you drive safe on your way here. So let's get into it here.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into it. I kind of have, before we get into the performance necessarily, just an overarching question from Atlanta United, because obviously being in Atlanta, we're kind of stuck in it. We have one way of how we view our team, and maybe the national perspective is slightly different. But, you know, the performance has certainly dipped. We understand that. We're not trying to argue or fight against that. But is Atlanta United still viewed as being among the gold standard for teams across the MLS?
Look, I was I covered your game on Wednesday, and I went out to training on Tuesday. And when I think of gold standard, I went out to the training grounds. And for us, a huge upside to what we get to do is to go to training grounds and to sit down with coaches and what have you. And still, for all the training grounds I've been to, I walked into Atlanta, and it still catches you. And for me, that's the gold standard. That's the standards still, and all these years later. I first saw it in 2018 when Atlanta played Timbers in MLS Cup, and I thought, wow, this is breathtaking, and it still remains. And so that all the way through to Garth Lagerwey, in terms of the standard that's been set, it's there. That's the gold standard. Now, the performances on the pitch and the players that are currently within the team, that's not the standard, but everybody knows that's not the standard, which is, I think, very important with it as well in the recruitment of the top players and the money that's available to go and get the top players. So to that, I'm really interested to see what Garth Lagerwey, Carlos Bocanegra, of course, and whatever coach comes in, and Rob Valentino, how much influence he has right now. But, you know, what players are coming in? Because I think all of a sudden that gold standard, they know what it is and what they're able to do with, you know, 50 million cash is the number that's been thrown out there. What they go out and do with that, I think all of a sudden we'll put them back into that gold standard. So right now it's dipped, but at least I feel everybody knows, you know, where that ceiling is.
Yeah, it's Ross Smith, Apple TV MLS analyst on the WadeFord.com hotline. And I'm glad to hear you say that, to be honest, because, you know, we talk about it here and it's kind of tough to decipher the outside view, but I've always felt this, that way and still feel that way. And you talked about it. You talked about $52 million. You talk about two designated player spots. And so it's kind of a twofold question here again. The first thing is how different a squad can this be for Atlanta United coming into and then eventually out of this current transfer window? But then the other question is, what do you view as the timeline for returning to a contender? Because for me, you can bring in guys. That's not about winning the MLS Cup this season. Maybe not even next season. Maybe we're even looking at 2026 as, like, you know, that big window opening. So how different can this team be? And then what do you kind of view as maybe a potential window to actually win this thing?
It could take a couple windows for you to get in the big hitters, for them to get used to the league. You know, the turnaround, that I do agree, and again, I referenced Garth Lagerwey. I heard him on local radio last week and talking about how the platform is there, the foundation is set in terms of role players. And when I heard that, and I think of Sabalo Genice, I think of Jean de Silva, and I think in a way, Abe, if they heard that, they're not going to be overly happy, the thought, the fact that they're being talked about as role players. So I felt there was a difference in them just the other night, just how they stepped up, and you started to see a bit more sharpness. But, you know, that standard for what Atlanta has set is the impact players that Garth Lagerwey is talking about, is guys that are going to come in and have a huge impact right away, like Yakubakis, like Almada, like Almiron, like Joseph Martinez. That's the standard. So if you go and get players of that standard, I think Atlanta United, maybe it's not this year, but I don't think it'll be long until all of a sudden now things start turning around. And you can see it with the other players that, you know, are talked about as role players. There's still a really good standard for this league. So I think you need a number nine. I think there's a number 10. I do think it still needs someone in the midfield, someone deeper in the midfield, or whether it's a center back. I still feel as though they need a big presence there. And whether that comes from Muyamba, whether it's Schlisch that really steps up his game, Gregerson, I think he's a good standing, but he's got to stay fit. He's got to stay on the pitch. He suspended for the last game. You know, there's guys there that could emerge as that top player. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if another big name comes in that area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. Again, Ross Smith going to be on the call here for Apple TV on Saturday night. I want to bounce around a little bit of the other MLS. I know we focus quite a lot here on Atlanta United, but there's some really interesting stories across the league. And, you know, I follow a lot of them, Ross. I host the pregame and postgame for Atlanta United. And one of the things that's really surprised me this season has been Inter Miami without Lionel Messi. And obviously he's got the ankle injury. Who knows how long he could be out now. But this is a team that has performed and continued to score goals even without Messi, even without Suarez and some of their stars. I've been really impressed with how they've performed with some of those guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Missing.
It's so impressive. It's incredibly impressive. And, you know, there's similarities to the Argentina national team when Messi hasn't played, and the youthfulness and the way that Argentina can go about playing in a different way, and the way that they can press, the way that they can change their tactics. And I think there's some similarities to Inter Miami. Of course, if Messi's on the pitch, then you, and I feel all good teams, they play to the strengths of their top player. You know, I think that's so important, and not to miss that. And so with Messi, of course, you can't go in high press and Busquets. You can't go and try and smother teams. And so, you know, to that, there's a different style to Inter Miami, which is important as well. You have to show versatility. It's been neat to see. Certainly been neat to see. And, you know, Messi, of course, though everybody wants to see him, they'd rather see him in a slower pace, Inter Miami and Suarez in the team rather than, you know, high press without those big names. But I have to say, Abe, I don't know how much you've seen of Columbus, but for me, Columbus are right now, as a collective, they are head and shoulders. I really do believe head and shoulders above every other team in terms of how different they can hurt you. There's so many different ways they can hurt you. Cucho Hernandez stands out as the top name, but you have Diego Rossi, you have Christian Ramirez. There's so many. Darlington Nagbe, who is with you guys. There's just so many ways they can hurt you. And what Wilfred Nancy is doing, the head coach for Columbus, is so impressive. We had a great call with him today. I think he's so far ahead of the game right now in MLS. So anyways, that wasn't my segue into talking about this weekend's matchup, but you know, everybody wants to chat about Inter Miami, and you can understand why, but I just think Columbus Crew, it's just so impressive to watch in person.
Yeah, and look, I'll be honest, I was going to ask you about them anyways, so we may as well do it now. And look, FC Cincinnati is right there too. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is a team that on paper you look at and say they're third in the Eastern Conference, and they're a good ways away just from a points total, not talking about on field, but from a results points basis. They are a good bit down from where FC Cincinnati and Miami is. I know they do have some games in hand as well, and certainly that plays into the point total as well. So I don't want to misconstrue what it is, but this is a team that is coming off kind of an average performance over the midweek game, and they were able to secure 1 point, but you know, they did give one up late and dealt with a draw, and So they, you know, even with that, they've scored, I mean, is it like 21 goals in their last six games, something like that, whatever the number is. It's been crazy. Yeah. So are they just on a top form right now? I mean, Atlanta went up to Columbus the opening game of the season. It was competitive, but it was always going to be difficult to win that game. I find tomorrow night with the questions I have for offensive creativity with Atlanta United is going to be a real tall task.
Yeah, I agree with you, Abe. And I've seen Columbus Crew just pass the legs off of other teams. And the best example was Red Bulls, who have done really well under their manager and that high press, and they have more quality this year. And I thought, wow, this is going to be, if I compared it to England, when Columbus played the Red Bulls. This is going to be Manchester City versus Liverpool in terms of styles. And the way that Columbus just passed the legs off Red Bulls, and it was so impressive. It was incredible. And I thought, I haven't seen this top level probably since 2018 Atlanta United. And if I had more time on our call today with Wilfred Nancy, they were just getting ready to head to the airport and hopefully travel down and make it okay for time. But I was going to ask him if you could compare, you know, in terms of level that you're playing at compared to what you saw the 2018 Atlanta. I think that's a great comparison. Those for me, and I've been covering on the broadcast side for quite a while now, those two teams stand out to me as being the top two teams that I've seen in terms of quality, identity, individual ability. So if I look at it towards this Saturday, Atlanta have their work cut out for them. But I know, chatting with Rob Valentino today, he's got a plan in place. And I think it's going to be really interesting. And of course, I've got to keep the cards tight out of, you know, professional etiquette. But, you know, I think Rob Valentino, you know, there's something special about him and the presence of him and how he communicates. But he laid out what his plan would be for the most part to us. And I think he's quite clever with what he's going to attempt to do.
It is Ross Smith of Apple TV going to be on the call tomorrow night, Atlanta United. Final question here. You mentioned Wilfred Nancy quite a few times, and a lot of respect for me for what he's been able to do as well. And there's an opening for what I would deem personally a slight upgrade, and that is the U.S. men's national team. Do you think he's getting talked about enough as a potential candidate? Because I would be very interested. You can chat about Vieira and Thierry Henry and some of the big names, and I get it, but I would be very interested in Nancy as well.
Yeah, and if he's not, Abe, you're maybe more switched on than I am about what the social circles and people are saying, but if he's not being talked about in that position, then there's something seriously wrong, because what he has done, and not just in Columbus, I mean, in Montreal before, and credit to Tim Bezbachenko, who's no longer with Columbus, but at the time, general manager, the title of sporting general manager, not sporting director, but Tim Bezbachenko at Columbus brought him in because of his work in Montreal. So everywhere this guy goes, he's changing things. And so it would be really interesting to see what he would do with U.S. soccer. And look, Jesse Marsh, now with Canada, has come out and has been very strong, saying that there's no way he would touch the U.S. men's national team job until there's some serious changes going on. And he didn't go into detail from what I've read and what I've seen. But I think Wilfred Nancy would be the type of guy to go in, and he's got a strong character that things would need to change. I don't know what it does. I haven't followed it, you know, so closely where I know the ins and outs, but from everything that I've heard, things need to be changed. And from everything I've learned about Wilfred Nancy, he's such a likable guy, but he's a strong personality as well. He's got great ideas for the game. I think it needs somebody who's not maybe, you know, who hasn't kind of been brought up in it. Somebody slightly on the outside who knows the system as well, knows MLS players, experience in Europe. You know, he just ticks so many boxes.
Yeah, absolutely. Ross, I appreciate your time tonight. Certainly wish you a safe travel as you ride down here to Atlanta, and hope I can run into you in the press box tomorrow evening. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Yeah, hope to see you tomorrow, Wade. Thanks very much for having me on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.